And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
I'm Naomi Klein. I'm an author. My latest book is called This Changes Everything: Capitalism Versus the Climate. My dangerous idea is energy democracy. And energy democracy is the idea that we need to transition to clean, renewable energy, but we need to do it in a new way. It's not about just flipping the switch from fossil fuels to solar and wind and still having our power controlled by private remote companies that aren't accountable to our communities. It's about transforming not just the kind of energy and power that we have that turns on the lights, but also the nature of political and economic power so that we own and control democratically our electricity systems. And we're starting to see this, particularly in Europe, but it's coming to North America. The idea of energy democracy is democratic control over renewable energy projects in our communities so that we have clean energy, we fight climate change, but we also have cheaper energy, and the profits from generating energy stay in the community and fund public services. This idea of energy democracy is a huge part of Germany's energy transition that has seen that country's electricity grid shift to 25% renewable energy very, very rapidly. One of the things we don't hear is that part of what has accompanied this has been a democratic kind of revolution where cities and towns have voted to take back control over their electricity systems from the private companies that purchased them in the 1990s, because they don't just want renewable energy, they want democratic, locally controlled energy. So this is also part of fighting austerity and having just greater control over our destinies. Another example of what real energy democracy would mean is a project that has come from a group called the Black Mesa Water Coalition. The Black Mesa Water Coalition grew out of fights about health and water impacts of coal mining on Navajo territory. And it was really successful at taking on the coal industry, but only up to a certain point, because then the pushback came that, well, we need jobs. You know, these are the only jobs on offer. So they came up with this plan to have a utility scale solar farm on Navajo land, but for that project to be owned and controlled by the Navajo themselves so that they would have the jobs, the training, and also the profits from generating that electricity. So it's really a shift in who controls the power, not just in sort of one kind of power to another kind of power. And that's real energy democracy. And that's a real example of how responding to climate change can respond to the economic crisis at the same time.
That's journalist Naomi Klein. She's the author of Shock Doctrine, No Logo, and her most recent book is called This Changes Everything: Capitalism Versus the Climate.